The issue of sexual assault on college campuses has become ubiquitous with certain schools and certain athletic departments. Baylor University in Texas, for example, was rocked with controversy a few years ago when a string of sexual assault allegations, many tied to the school's football team, resulted in multiple prosecutions and resignations of school officials.
And just this year, Arizona Daily Star investigative reporter Caitlin Schmidt has uncovered records containing allegations about the U of A's football players, one that even included allegations of a group sex assault. Now Schmidt is out with a broader look at the issue and how schools like Baylor have revamped their Title IX programs in response. Our co-host Lauren Gilger spoke with her more about it and began with the history of Title IX.
Title IX was created in 1972, and at that point it was primarily to give women and men and K-12 schools and universities equal access to sports opportunities. So it included, you know, there have to be a baseball team and a softball team. There have to be equal number of scholarships, that sort of thing. But then over the years, it kind of shifted so that part of Title IX has always been, you know, it's always been gender equity, give everyone the equal opportunity. But, you know, coming into the early 2000s kind of shifted the focus to sexual assault, sexual harassment, and domestic violence, and how those can preclude victims from receiving an equal opportunity to education. So part of schools' responsibility is to make sure that those cases are investigated if students want, but that primarily students have access to resources so that they feel like they can graduate from school.
Okay. So in this large investigation here, you reported in Oregon with the university there. You looked at Utah and the university there. You went to one of the places also that made some of the most headlines about this, about sexual assault on college campuses and how that intertwines in the athletic program, which is Baylor University in Texas, right? So start by reminding us a little bit about what happened at Baylor.
Baylor was sort of riddled with scandals about 4 or 5 years ago. Starting in 2014, women began coming forward and not only accusing football players of sexual assault and harassment and domestic violence, but they also later said that the school did not investigate it and made concessions for the players. And it ultimately led to a number of federal lawsuits. The university president, athletic director, football coach, all left the school. There was an outside investigation. Baylor brought in a lawyer from Pepper Hamilton, two lawyers to look over their policies and how they had handled these cases. And the law firm basically came back and said that there had been institutional failure and recommended 105 improvements, essentially. So they certainly were under duress to make the changes, but they implemented those changes quickly and broadly.
And so you've gone there now several years later and spent some time with the folks who are in charge of Title IX there. How much has changed? Has this really sort of shifted the culture there?
It does seem like it, absolutely. I mean, it's ingrained in their culture. One of the interesting things I found was that you can't go into a bathroom stall on campus without coming face-to-face with a poster about Title IX and the resources that are available to students. The people who I spoke to the athletic director, Mac Rhodes, his deputy director, Don Rogers, and then Laura Johnson, the Title IX director, and they are all passionate about Title IX and their commitment to teaching. And, you know, one thing was clear, they have training every year and when it's necessary, but they said that Title IX for them is a living, breathing thing, that it happens in conversations every day, and that's how they know it's working. But I mean, they certainly made a significant financial investment, over $4 million, but they really are monitoring and changing that policy to tailor their needs.
Yeah, okay. So this obviously was all prompted by your own investigation into Title IX complaints there in Tucson at the University of Arizona. So what are the accusations there? There are sort of a number of cases here, right?
Yeah, we have two federal Title IX lawsuits right now filed by victims of a former Wildcat running back, Orlando Bradford, who's now in prison for aggravated assault. He admitted to choking both of these women. They have both filed lawsuits against the U of A saying that they knew he was dangerous to women and failed to take action. And through these lawsuits, the discovery process, we found that there were a number of cases, 27 different Title IX complaints involving members of the athletic department between 2012 and 2017. So we've kind of just started digging up these police reports.
And now the school has hired a new Title IX director, but they have been sort of difficult, it sounds like, especially in your quest to get some records there. What kind of changes is the U of A making, if any?
You know, I have had difficulty with records and getting access, and that kind of has done an about face since Ron Wilson, the new Title IX director, came on. He's very open. He's willing to speak with us. And he is talking about he wants to beef up resources. He has just rewritten the Title IX policy. It is in the process of being reviewed before we can implement it. He wants to bring on additional sexual assault advocates, more Title IX investigators. He has a really interesting idea of having more internal investigators, but also this external pool of investigators that if the caseload gets too big, they can bring people in so that these cases can be resolved quickly, which is in the best interest of the victims, of course. So he definitely has experience with this. He was Title IX director at Edinburgh University in Pennsylvania, and he's also a former judge. So I think he knows how to look at these things from a totally neutral stance. So I have some high hopes.
So at these places that are trying to make change or have made change in the past, like at Baylor, are they able to actually reduce the number of sexual assaults that are happening and domestic violence situations that are happening? Or is it a matter of improving the ability to report and the way that the school handles it once they do?
So, and that one's a tough, you know, that's tough to gauge because we know that sexual assault is so underreported as it is. So it's, you know, when I spoke to Utah, they had said it's kind of a lofty goal to think that you can end sexual violence on campus. But what you can do is make progress towards creating an environment where people feel comfortable coming forward and asking for help. So I think, you know, everyone is definitely making great strides there, but it has been a culture change, even just for that. They're having different conversations with students than they had in the past. Coaches and faculty members are having to step in a different way and perhaps, you know, change the conversation. But it seems like that culture change is happening at these schools, at least, and I imagine it's happening elsewhere.
Yeah. All right. Caitlin Schmidt is a reporter with the Arizona Daily Star in Tucson. Caitlin, thank you so much for joining us to tell us about this.
Thanks, Lauren.